Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin Jung. We have seen the cost of daily necessities rising at an unprecedented rate while inflation has hit unprecedented highs this year. And as central banks in major economies continue to raise interest rates, we're also seeing the implications not only in our loans and purchasing power, but in our investments as well. So how will rising interest rates affect retail investors and their investment objectives? Joining us today to answer this question is Wilfred Lim, Head of Strategy Investment Solutions at Philip Capital. Wilfred, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So to give a little bit of context, why are interest rates rising at the moment?
Okay, so to summarize, I think it's mainly due to two things. Firstly, it's central bank's reaction to inflation. All right, so central banks around the world right now, they're looking to tighten their monetary policy to curb the inflation that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is led generally by the US, the Federal Reserve, that has so far raised interest rates from 0.25% in February,
mm-hmm.
All the way to 3.25% in September.
Mm.
Right, so the intention right here is to curb inflation by dampening the demand side for goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
So how did this inflation come about? I would say on the demand side, it's mainly been driven by the post-COVID revenge spending,
right,
as well as very loose monetary policy all the way since the GFC in 2008.
Mm.
And also the supply side, which is the harder thing to control,
mm-hmm.
Due to the supply chain issue, disruptions around the world, due to geopolitical tensions, as well as the China's zero COVID policy.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the implications of rising interest rates on an individual's investment strategy?
Okay, so at the individual level, I would assume that most of us are exposed to either equities, mostly equities, mm-hmm. and some bonds as well. Right? So higher interest rates actually mean lower prices for these two asset classes in general, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
Because they now command a higher risk premium as companies are expected to perform better
mm-hmm.
compared to the risk-free rates, i.e. government bonds, which is paying, you know, like I just mentioned, 3% over.
Mm-hmm.
Operationally as well, for companies, they will be having a harder time because consumer demand is slowing down due to inflation, and also the cost of borrowing for these companies are going up.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, the individual's portfolio investment strategy, I would say, it's better to shift towards a more capital preservation approach,
mm-hmm.
Where at the cash equivalent segment, it's actually quite interesting that it's paying 3% over now. In the past, it wasn't even at 1%, it was 0.something,
mm-hmm.
right? So, for example, fixed deposits or even our own Singapore government bonds can pay 3% over. So this deserves some attention right now and active management.
Mm. Yeah, so moving forward then, what should investors do to prepare for this uncertain market condition?
Okay, so moving forward, I think patience is the key right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that investors remain patient and not be overly eager to catch a market bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. It's also good to spend this time to build financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
To educate yourself more, that to me is the best form of investment.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, it's important to review your personal finance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of re-strategizing your portfolio,
mm-hmm.
It's also good to look at financial planning for your retirement. So those that have done it before in the past, most have done it with an assumption that inflation was going to stay at 2%.
Mm.
And now in Singapore, it's actually at 7.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost a full-time increase. And it does affect the overall retirement planning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's also good to look at, to check on your financial fitness right now using the basic ratios like liquidity ratio, how much cash you have over your monthly expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's good to have about 6 to 9 months of this. Your savings ratio as well, are you still saving as much out of your monthly income? A good range is about 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Debt servicing ratio also, how much monthly interest you're paying. A good range is about 1/3 over your monthly income. And also the debt that you're carrying, right? Overall, your debt shouldn't be more than half of your total assets.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about money market funds. Maybe you could explain what they are for listeners who might not know what they are.
Okay, so money market funds, as the name suggests, they are funds that manage instruments in the money markets.
Mm-hmm.
And in the money markets, things like short duration bonds, we got government bonds as well, and also fixed deposits.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how do money market funds help in this current environment? I mentioned before that currently this segment gives a meaningful yield of about 3% over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to do it yourself, you need to apply for Singapore example, government bonds. Every 2 weeks, you need to check on the website and all that. For fixed deposits also, if you want good rates, promotional rates, sometimes you need to queue at the bank branches. You also need to keep track on when these instruments are maturing and to roll them over, right? So the good thing about money market funds is you outsource all of this work to professionals.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Are they sustainable?
Sustainable in the sense of the yield, it really depends on market conditions.
Mm.
But overall, in terms of the capital aspect of it, it is meant to move like a cash instrument.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific Philip Capital does to help clients overcome the challenges associated with rising interest rates?
Oh, yes. So we are looking at this on three different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, it's community engagement and financial literacy. To us, that's very important right now to the individual. So we have created an investor community on our mobile trading app, Poems Tree.
Mm-hmm.
So this is to engage our clients and build a community of investors with various interest groups of like-minded users.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So on top of that, for visual content as well on financial literacy, we have our in-house studio capability called Pitch, PYTCH,
mm-hmm.
That is driven by research and strategy to create financial content. So on the investments part, so we mentioned earlier about money market funds. We have our own Philip Money Market Fund, which does active management of this cash portion of the investments. And it does provide a good mix of returns and liquidity, right? So returns is currently projected to be giving about 2% compared to if you leave your cash idle in bank accounts, it's about 0.05%.
Mm-hmm.
And liquidity also, it gives T+0 settlement liquidity, meaning you have almost immediate access to your funds, unlike putting them in fixed deposits and treasury bills, you know, that can range from anywhere from 6 months to 18 months.
Okay.
Right. So, of course, in the financial markets also, we are actively engaging our clients in bonds and equities. We provide market insights. Our financial advisors are also there to give financial advice to our clients. And we have our investment teams as well, with portfolio managers looking at individual portfolios.
Well, thank you so much, Wilfred, for joining us today.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Wilfred Lim, Head of Strategy Investment Solutions at Philip Capital. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.